Good afternoon, everyone. What a privilege to be able to share about prayer. I feel the challenge of following so many encouraging, challenging, and inspiring messages on our spiritual formation since Dan kicked us off with the introduction on January the 5th. We've been reminded of some of spiritual formation practices that need to be part of our journey with Jesus, drawing us closer to him and helping us to be transformed and grow in faith as we walk with him and follow him in his steps to become more like our Father God. Jesus came not just to give us an eternal life, but an abundant life, abundant life, a purpose to live until the end comes. And his prayer life demonstrated the perfect relationship between humans and God. Jesus, the one true authority on prayer. Do you agree? There are so many passages in the Gospels where Jesus prayed. He was always seeking God in prayer. He often went out to a quiet place and prayed. He prayed before he chose his disciples. He prayed for the sick. He prayed for his disciples and for all who would believe in him, like us. He still intercedes for us. Now we, his disciples, must follow his legacy. We must follow his legacy. We need to prioritize our prayer time as an essential part of our Christian life. Jesus' disciples knew that he really did have the authority to teach them about prayer. As we see that, one day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray." They were with him all the time, and they knew when he went out and prayed, and when he came and prayed for the people and healed the sick and everything. So they said, "Wow, teach us to pray, Lord. Teach us to pray, Jesus. How can we pray?" And then also the following is the Lord's Prayer. But Jesus' teaching about prayer was radical. And I can't prove it just with a few Bible passages, because there are so many in the Gospels. But, is there? Yeah. We have heard Matthew 5, you have heard that was said, "Love your neighbors and hate your enemy." And Jesus said, "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecuted you." What was radical? It is still radical. Matthew 6 said, "And then when you pray, do not be like hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But, when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret, he will reward you." You need to just make sure when you do that, you pray out loud in the corners or places like that to show yourself, just so you're proud. That's not right, but you can't pray out loud, okay, if it's to glorify God. But it's so good to have a place and then you can just go and pray, okay? Like, far away from distractions and everything. And then I just want to tell you that sometimes there are some battles in prayer. It's just you and God. It's amazing to have other people praying for you and other things, but there are some that just you and God will be enough, okay? I'm not saying that easy, but sometimes you need to do that. Another one is, it's Matthew 7 now. When you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows that you need before you ask him. I would say, like Peter, Greg say, keep it real. Keep it simple. Pray from your heart. That's it. Okay, don't need like eloquent words and trying to be impressed and everything. God knows you before you say any word, before you say any word. And even when you don't say anyone, when you just cry, the Holy Spirit will help us in prayer. In Luke 18, the parable of the persistent widow, Jesus teaches us about persevering in prayer and connects our prayer life to the depth of our faith. Another thing that Peter Gregg say, keep it up. Continue praying. Okay, carry on praying. Don't stop praying. So that was really radical for his time and even for us now. So the second one is our authority in prayer. Do you believe we have this authority? Yeah. We do. Not because of ourselves, but because Jesus died and gave that. Yeah, resurrected and gave us this authority. The enemy will try anything to stop us praying, because prayer serves as a powerful tool for seeking God guidance, provision, and protection in times of need. It emphasizes the reliance. Yeah, believers place on God for their spiritual and physical well-being. I'm going to read that again. Prayer emphasizes the reliance. Yeah, believers place on God for their spiritual and physical well-being, highlighting the intimate connection between the Creator and His creation. So prayer is like that. This is why the enemy will try anything to stop you praying. That's good. The devil tries to convince us that we have no authority or no right to pray. But Ephesians 2:6 says, Tell us that God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. This verse reveals our position of authority in Christ. Is that not lovely, that picture? You know, I see that really humbly, like in humility, that God put us in a helm's place. So we are with him. You know, we've got that authority to pray. In James 5:16 says that the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. We may think that our prayers are insignificant to God. But Revelation 5:8 says, is that a picture? Yep, I see there. Each one of a harp, and they were holding gold bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Guys, our prayers, every time we pray, can you imagine, like, there are so many. Like, they say that the elders, like, that there are 24, and they are with the bowls of gold, with our prayers, like incense, like a perfume. See how important? Please don't stop praying. Just trust God. Our prayers have been heard, and they are precious to God, kept in golden bowls. How amazing is that? Prayer is a journey towards knowing, loving, and being known by our Heavenly Father. Prayer is a personal journey towards God. Prayer connection. Let's just make sure you know we are now in Christ, heavenly places. Our prayer have the big effect. Okay? You know that you're not that position in God, in humiliation. It's not about us, it's about Jesus on us. Prayer connect us to God. When we pray, you allow the Spirit to guide us our way to God. When you pray, we have our thinking transformed and our behavior becomes more like Christ. When you pray, we discover a safe environment for mercy and forgiveness. When you pray, you celebrate our God and generous God, celebrate our good and generous God. When we pray, we go deeper into our communion with Christ, and we align our will with His, and we continually amazed by God. Our prayers connect us to each other. When you pray for others, we show that we care about their well-being. We lift up others in prayer. We not only express our love, but we also invite God's strength, comfort, and guidance into their lives. When we create a spiritual connection between us, when you pray for each other, it creates a bond unity, compassion, and understanding. When you pray for each other, you do have that connection. Do you agree with me? It is also encouraging when we know our brothers and sisters in Christ are praying for us. It's so nice when you have a message saying, "I've been praying for you. I prayed for you. And I prayed for just God bless you this difficult time. I prayed for you. I don't know what's happening, but God prompted me to pray for you." That is so nice. It's so encouraging. It is a source of light and hope that we need to face the troubles and trials on our lives. When you know people are praying for us, makes such a difference. Our prayers, we're nearly done, okay? Our prayers connects others with God. I love this one. Our prayers make such a difference when we pray for people we never met, for nations we never visited, for people that we'll never know, and we'll never know that we prayed or pray for them. Maybe they will never know. When we intercede for these people, we are connecting them to God. And God, He will touch, He will heal, bless, comfort, bring peace, provision, save their lives, and bring them back to God, to Himself. God will reveal Himself to these people. God, you do it all. God could do it all by Himself because He has the power to do so. But He gave us the privilege of praying for others and releasing God's grace upon people all over the world. Can you put that, the other one, please? Our prayers will reach lives that we'll never meet. Our prayers will transform places that our feet will never touch. Our prayers will save lives that we will never see. Just, we're nearly finishing because we're going to have two people just to share about prayer. I'm doing the last one, it was difficult to have like weeks to follow up people saying about prayer, what they have been experienced about prayer. But please don't let yesterday's seemingly unanswered prayers stop you from praying in faith today. I forgot to put the because it was George Muller that said that. Please don't. We know it's not all our prayers been answered yet. And maybe you will not see, maybe you're going to die before they will be answered. But don't stop praying. Okay, thank you. And Ben will share a bit. Because I don't have what's let you do now to put in practice. It's just to pray, okay? But if it's difficult, it's been difficult for some reason, Ben and Doug will just share what they do to keep it up, keep praying, and yeah.
So I am not very good at praying in my head. My brain just can't keep in order. So I like praying out. what I like to do is just go off walking in the country, and I have one specific place that I go walking, and I'm not going to tell you where it is because I don't want to be disturbed. But it's absolutely wonderful. I can just walk, and you can see for miles. It's all God's creation and all that. And because you can see for miles, you can pray out loud and know that nobody's listening in other than God. And if somebody does start walking in the same direction, you just start listening to God instead of just rabbiting on. So that's really good. At home, if everyone else has gone out and I'm in the house by myself, it's wonderful. I can just walk all around the house and pray. Can't keep... but that's my favorite way of praying. As I say, I just can't keep my head in order if I try and pray just in my head. So praying out is good, and being out in the countryside is good. Did you want me to say the other one as well? So I had a friend quite a few years ago now, and he had a real difficult... He just didn't find prayer easy at all. He worked in IT, and then one day he came to one of our meetings, and he said, I had a real breakthrough this week. He said, I just decided to start telling God about what I was doing on my computer. And as I was working, I was just talking to God about it. And suddenly I found myself, you know, praying, just naturally talking to God and then letting him talk back to me again. So that was just another way of praying.
Thank you. Just so I can be as tall as Ben. I'm not going to read out what I've written, but I am going to read out the questions that Miriam sent me. The one was, how do you keep up your prayer life? Miriam just basically condensed everything so beautifully there. But for me, I try not to look at prayer as like a ritual or something that you have to do. To me, it's part of my relationship with Jesus, and it's communication, and it's not just me talking to God, but it's me listening to God as well. And if I start seeing it like that, it becomes part of who I am. and part of my relationship with Jesus. And I do have to, it isn't something that necessarily always comes easy. And we have to make time. And it's like, I always pictured like a relationship, like my relationship with Deb or my children. If we want to know each other, we have to spend time with each other. And spending time with each other, to me, spending time with God is prayer in itself. It's one aspect of prayer. And it's not all about me giving God my woes and my requests, as much as that's important. But it's being with him. And the more we get to know each other, the more our relationship, the more we click, more we can understand each other. We can just probably look at each other, know what each other's saying. And it's like that with my prayer life. So I think of it like that. And I think of when I come to God in prayer, I do have times that I put aside. And I think it's important we do, whether it be, like Ben was saying, he goes for like a nice long walk, or whether it be time in the morning, time in the evening. But to me, it's continuous throughout the day. And there's no formula to it for me. I'm not good with formulas. And some of us need formulas, and that's great in itself. And some of us need real structure. But for me, it's just a daily part of who I am, and trying to physically spend time with God, be real with God. And I tell him how I feel. I tell him my frustrations. But I also try and just sit back and listen. And the reading the Bible, I've been doing this lectio thing where you praying scripture, and we did it in our home group, and that in itself is powerful. So that's part of that. What happens when you engage in prayer? I get to know God better, and I get to know myself. I get to feel his peace in situations, and this sort of ties in with the last question, which I love that. What do you do when your prayers are not answered? Now, I'm probably a classic example of my prayers not being answered. I'm in tremendous pain at the moment. And it's not that I don't believe or don't have faith, but God knows and he understands. And we all have got situations in our lives where we feel God isn't answering our prayers, and the questions are why. But I've come to a point where I don't ask the question why anymore. God knows now, and he knows the future. He knows why, and he knows the whens, and that's enough for me. I've already seen how God has used me in my situation that I'm in now, and I don't know what he's got coming up, and it's not for me to question. I can question. God loves us to be real with him, but I trust him, and so... For me, it's not a big thing about my prayers not being answered, how I see them not being answered. It's how, you know, we have a formula, and we tend to think, well, you know, Lord, heal me. Well, I'm not healed. He hasn't answered me. He has ignored my prayer. It's not that at all. He can heal me with the click of his fingers. But that's not what it's necessarily always about. God has healed me in a lot of ways, in a lot of areas of my life. But there's other areas he wants to use what I would see as my thorns in my flesh, my inabilities to do things, to help identify with people that are going through similar things. And he's used me in that way just recently, well, the last 6-9 months, with a good friend of mine who's not a Christian, who's gone through tremendous, and I have shared it before, but he's going through a lot of pain. Emotional pain and things like that, and him knowing that I'm going through what I'm going through, we get into tremendous conversations, and so I can see how God uses that. So yeah, that's I hope that's.
Wow! Thank you. Wow! Just amazing. It's just amazing. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Ben. That was good. So, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Pray. Yeah. Guys, I'm just telling you, you might know that, but every Thursday, we've got a Zoom prayer time, just half an hour. Margie sent the link every week, okay, via email, and then also having a Facebook page. You just click in, join us, half an hour. It's amazing. Please, if you feel like, I know who some people work in a computer all day is too much, but we've got other times to engage in prayer corporately, okay? Every first Thursday in a month, we had a in-person one, okay? Together one, worship and pray. So this coming Thursday, from 7:30 to 8:30, we pray together, okay? Worship and pray. Sarum Hill, okay? And another thing, it's just that the last thing before we pray and close that section. Please, we started last year and we're doing this year again. Our parents group, that is everyone are invited, okay? Is invited, but we pray every day for the kids, for the young people that go sitting exams, GCSEs or A-levels or in their universities. If we had a timetable and every morning we pray for the young people sitting the exam that day, and we want to lift up them up in prayer for that day. So just give me the details, send me by via message, and then we will pray for the exams, okay? Okay, let's stand up and pray. The final prayer, and I will pass on to Ben. Is that okay? Thank you, Lord, for this time, for the words about prayer. Please, Jesus, help us, teach us to pray. Holy Spirit, help us how to engage with you in our daily lives. It's not been like another 40 minutes or 10 minutes of my day, I need to do that. But please help us to see it's like we need to do it because it's natural. Our relationship with you is natural. We need to talk and we need to listen. We need to praise you. Lord, please help us. And there are so many ways of engaging prayer. Help us in our difference, in our diversity. Find the right one for us. Engage with you, Lord. And bless our brothers and sisters and keep them in peace and bless our week in Jesus' name.